Since the unrest of 3 years ago, more than 10,200 people have been arrested. On Tuesday, five of those people appeared before Wanchai District Court in a case that has raised concern that the space for dissent here is narrowing quickly. If found guilty, they face up to 2 years in jail. The five, two men and three women, were arrested almost a year ago and have been in custody ever since. Their crime? Publishing allegorical-style cartoon books that show conflicts between sheep and wolves. In one tale, wolves try to occupy the village and eat the sheep, who in turn use their horns to fight back. The authors were all members of a speech therapist union. They were arrested under a long-dormant sedition law that was last used frequently in the 1960s, during another troubled period of Hong Kong's history, when there were violent protests against British colonial rule. That legislation has been reactivated just as a more draconian national security law is being applied. Hong Kong police say that their current and recent law enforcement actions are based on evidence and have nothing to do with a person's political stance, background or profession. The Hong Kong government insists its judicial system remains independent. The intensifying campaign against dissent was underscored by President Xi Jinping's visit to Hong Kong last week. He warned against a repeat of the street protests of 3 years ago, insisting the territory had moved from chaos to order. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.